Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Yeah, good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is your girl back on air, the host of the hostess. This is Minister Kim, and you know we got Radio Angel back with us. No other than Kim M. Sutter's, my home girl. Amen. Today we're going to have catch-up moments. We've been off the air for a couple of weeks. Amen. Kim's been on holiday, and guess what? When she went on holiday, I said I might as well join her. We love you, and we appreciate you. And always remember, it is good, amen, to take a break, to just take a breather, to relax, to have a pajama weekend, to maybe just spend some quality time with your family. Whatever it is, don't feel that you always got to do. God rested, amen, and he should definitely encourage us sometimes to take a break. So we're back, as you can hear. I'm truly on fire to bring you another day of a gleam of hope, to inspire you to always look to God, amen. Look to those who he has put in your life, amen, to push you into your destiny. So all month long, we're going to be playing catch up with a lot of our guests, amen, who have been here with us. We want to see what they're doing and how they could continue to be a gleam of hope for you, because we love you. So guess what? At this time, we're going to allow our radio angel to take us higher. Let's play some music. I feel like bumping in here. Let's go.
Well, before we go into commercial break, into some music, what? Kim. I'm sorry. I know, Minister Kim.
I got up. I was about to do that. Praise dance. There's so much going on today.
I know. But, you know, I just want to make sure that our listeners, our New York listeners and New Jersey and Connecticut listeners hear, and we're here to remind them that the Brooklyn United Marching Band has their big, big competition today. They had some yesterday, and now they're having it the other part this today. So this today, you know how you saw the drum line and the stepping and all of that? That's going to be happening today. So
woohoo!
I want you guys to go on the website. Go on our Facebook page, and we will definitely, the flyer is there. I want everybody to go out and support this event. It's not a free event, but the tickets are low, and it's a family event. I just wanted to say that. I just needed to put that out there, because today is the final day, but today is a day. If you never ever went to a homecoming, and you know down in the South, homecoming is major big.
Yeah.
If you never went to a homecoming, you need to come out and support these guys. So, and on that note, let's take a commercial break.
I'm ready.
Hey, this is Tyrone Brown, director for the Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program. And we are so excited to bring to you our amazing upcoming event, The Battle in the Apple. The Battle in the Apple was designed to bring together New York City's best dance teams, the step teams, drum lines, and marching bands. They compete against the best teams from around the country. JetBlue, Lyft, Monroe College, and the Brooklyn Nets have come to join us for this wonderful event. April 1st and 2nd, over 1,000 young people will participate in New York City's largest competitive weekend. We hope to see you there. For more information, please join our website, www.thebattleandtheapple.com, or give us a call, 347-264-4069. Hope to see you there.
Minister Kim, I'm so excited about this event. I really
am. Yeah, me too. Hey, you know what I heard? As we were walking in and on our page, which is, you know, on Facebook, Good Morning Glory, Ivy of Hope, Monique Gates, you know, your homie, amen, from Brooklyn.
Yes.
She was like, yo, guess what? My daughter in there. My daughter's there. So we just excited, amen, that not only are we promoting this awesome event, but one of our own, amen, her daughter is taking part in it. So that's why we got to go out and support, amen. We don't get to get this in New York. I tell you, my children, amen, they've been football fans since day one, since 5 years old, and now my youngest is at Shaw University. Shout out Shaw University.
Yay.
In Raleigh, North Carolina. So when they got homecoming, whoo, I'm there, amen. And I just get a little taste of the band, and I get excited. Sometimes they're like, Ma, can you just calm down? But there's something I don't get to experience on the norm. Because, you know, New York, we don't have that type of flavor. I don't get that. I don't know. So we got to a homeboy. Yeah, we got to a homeboy to continue with this, you know, that we can make this happen every year and, you know, continue to inform us, amen, when he has them, so we could promote, we could go out and celebrate, so I could get a taste. I don't have to go to North Carolina, amen. I got to fly somewhere to get that experience. So I'm looking forward to today's event and more to come. So just follow them, like go online in the Battle of the Apple. Just follow them, see what they're doing. They on YouTube, amen. They right here with us on our site, amen. Well. So I'm excited. So
and they have a summer program.
Wonderful.
Program.
Yeah,
that's 6 weeks. 6 weeks. So if your child doesn't know how to play an instrument, your child will. Learn how to play within those 6 weeks. And you know what's so interesting also is that remember when he talked about, you know, we're not just a marching band. We're not just the music. We really invest in our children. I was having a conversation with Monique Gates, and she basically said the same thing that he said. And she's like, Kim, you know, I actually put my child in there. Yes, Bo, I'm going to put you on blast right now. I actually put my daughter in there as punishment. As punishment. Mind you, she's paying monthly for this. But she said, Kim, she has developed greatness in this thing. She's like, now, because you can't have a certain grade average and be with the band. So she keeps a grade average up. If you're having problems, they have tutors on the spot. Like, they really service their children completely.
Awesome.
They're servicing their children. And she was just giving them really great things. So I'm reaching out to them to see if I can get my godson in there as well. So
good, this is so awesome.
So I just wanted
to. It's a six-week program, right?
Leave.
Out in Brooklyn, though, right? Wait, hold on. Back up. You talking about your godson. I'm talking about my cousin Cheyenne. Because, you know, discipline structure is my thing. I come from the old school. So awesome 6 week program. Amen.
Yes.
We got to figure out how we getting our kids to Brooklyn, you know, because I like to travel. But guess what we got? Thank God for car service. Brother Tony. I just thought about it. It just hit me. I'm sorry. I got to shout out my man. Let me tell y'all, God has blessed us with an awesome man of God who gives us the utmost car service. I ain't talking about no Uber driver. I'm talking about the state of the art. I'm talking about first class. I love me some Tony, Brother Tony. Randolph Scott, that's his name, really, but we call him Tony. And Kim, he is phenomenal. So we definitely, we're going to the green room. We gotta really, like, figure out how we're going to work this thing out, because, you know, he'll make sure our kids get to their destination on time. And it's phenomenal to have great people in your life, amen, when you are doing what the Lord has given you to do. And, you know, we're talking about today, catch up and just going in to talk about, you know, Kim and I not only do ministry work, but we have our jobs, amen. We work 9 to 5. We work in the world, and we work, you know, and for ministry. And also we are caretakers, and we caretakers. So we have a variety of roles, amen. So don't get it twisted. We ain't just sitting back and just running a business, amen. But we got a secular business. We render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and then we render unto God what's unto God. So for those who are out there listening today, I'm just going to encourage you, do your best. Do whatever God has called you to do. Don't feel like, I'm going to juggle this, I'm going to do that. God gives you balance. God gives you balance, and God will send people in your life to help you tremendously, and you can trust them, amen, to carry out whatever tasks that you might need. And that's what Brother Tony does for both of us, amen. I'm going to share my personal experience with Tony, and then Kim. Kim introduced me to Brother Tony, and there's sometimes when I have to go out to preach, and I'm churching from churching, and I normally drive. And Kim be like, yo, you don't have to do it all by yourself. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm tired. Sometimes I just need to, you know, debrief and, you know, wind down. And I remember one day I drove, parked my car, and I allowed the driver to come pick me up. And that was the best thing. I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the next level. I thank you that you understand that this body is getting older and it can't do what it used to do. And you understand that, but now I understand that. So I reach out to him. He picks up, you know, my cousin Cheyenne from school sometimes when I just don't feel like traveling, or if I'm away, she doesn't have to miss class. You know, her routine is not interrupted, and I thank him for that. Amen. On this weekend, while you were doing your thing, amen, I had a conflict in my schedule. And I'm like, okay, she got these, you know, orthodontists, these braces on. I got to make sure I keep the appointment, and whew. So we running back and forth. I said, hold up. Why am I trying to make it difficult? Let me just call Brother Tony up. I called Brother Tony up. He said, sure thing, Minister Kim. I got her. Picked her up. Amen. She went to her orthodontist appointment, dropped her back off to her destination, and I was able to do what I need to do. And that's what is so important, to have key people in your life. So pray about it. Always pray and ask God for a spirit of discernment for the people that come in your life and the people that you bring in your life, because it's an open door. Understand that sometimes we bring people in our life that has never been assigned to us, and when we deal with the chaoticness of the relationship, whether it's, you know, personal, business, whatever it is, partnership, you know, you wondering, like, how did this happen? You never consulted with God. Amen. God would have showed you the real them from the very beginning if you would have just waited patiently for God to respond. And then there are some people that just going to walk in your life because they see the anointing of God. They see where you're going, and they want to be a part of that. And that's great. We always want people, oh, yeah, they want me to be their mentor. Oh, yeah, they want to hang out with me. I don't get all caught up with that. For I like break. Why you want to be around me? I'm always questioning that, and I take that to God. God, did you send this individual in my life? Because if you didn't, I don't want no connection. Because I need to stay focused. Because prior to that, I did that. I could only tell you from my own experience. And Kim know what I'm talking about. I will allow people to come in. They're like, God, this and that, da, da, da. And I'm like, oh, great. You know, I watch them a little bit, and I let them in, and they were trying to come take the ministry. I'm just putting it out there. I'm transparent. And Kim was there to witness that. I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to protect what God has given me. I'm going to wait patiently for God to do what he needs to do. And he's doing it. He's been doing it for 7 years, and I'm so blessed and grateful that I'm just here with you guys once again to provide you a gleam of hope, to let you know I don't care how long it takes to get your business, get your ministry, get your career on the way you want it. Keep chipping away at it. Keep pounding. Keep asking God. Keep getting confirmations. Keep allowing God to send the porters. That's what I call them in your life, your little guardian angels. And you'll see it happen. Don't give up on your dreams. Yes, it gets hard. Yes, you're going to have some adversities. But guess what? Nothing good that you had didn't go through something. Amen. If you're a mother, guess what? You had childbirth, and you know that pain was no joke, because I had 2 cesareans. So guess what? We got to go through something. But when you put that baby in your arm, honey, all that pain you forgot about. You love what you saw, the result. So look at the end result and push yourself towards it. Kim, tell us about how you met Brother Tony, because we playing catch up anyway. I never knew how you met Brother Tony, our driver.
I was going somewhere. I don't even know where I was going. Mm-hmm. And I called a cab service, and he was one of the independent cab service drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to the I was going to an airport, but
okay.
I didn't need someone going to the airport. I just needed to be able to get to the train because I wasn't traveling with anybody. I was traveling by myself, so I figured,
mm-hmm.
what the heck? Let me try and get out to the airport by myself. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And he was my driver. And he said, oh, well, if you ever need any service or anything like that. And that was it. It's been a wrap, you know. And it's true what you say. You have to be careful with the people that you allow in your life. You know, I'm very grateful at this point because, you know, with Auntie Brenda with the dialysis and stuff like that, you know, there are people who are steady in my life, such as yourself, such as the person who takes care of her when I go to work, and Tony. You three guys are consistent in my life when it comes to her. You know, and I believe in my heart of hearts that each and every one of you were assigned to me and assigned to her to be able to service her in such a manner because he
Amen.
Takes, when I say extremely good care of her, he takes extremely good care of her. You know, I don't
mm-hmm.
have to worry about trying to pick up the wheelchair or anything. He picks the wheelchair up. He takes the bags off of the wheelchair. He puts everything in there and allows me to deal with her. And then if I'm moving too slow, you know, he got to step in. Come on now, move out, Kim. You obviously, you got an issue right now. And he puts it in. Like, he treats her like she is his mother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're only 10 years apart.
Wow.
And so it's really a blessing to have him in our lives to be able
mm-hmm.
to, and he's always available, you know, he's always available. And that's the awesome thing. 'Cause you also got to remember is that he's available to us because we're good to him. And I know that he has cut people off because they have not been good to him, you know, 'cause remember he's a black man. And so, you know, sometimes you get these customers that are quote unquote that are not black and want to begin to downgrade the black man. So you do that in front of Tony, he's not what? That'll be the last ride you'll ever have with him. Matter of fact, you can have this ride for free because you'll never be riding with us again. I mean, riding with him again. So, but yeah. It's important, and it's so interesting. It's interesting that you even brought up the whole "don't give up your dreams, work on it."
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
that just has been. I feel like that has been the thread of the week for me. So
mm-hmm.
we had a guest on, and it's funny how it is. It seems like he's always on in the month of December when he comes. I don't know why. Frederick Towles from Long Island, from the
mm-hmm.
Towel Group. And he's a financial counselor. And he talked about this week, you know, working on your dreams on a daily basis. And then I was reading Joyce Meyer's The Battlefield in the Mind. And she talked about, you know, renewing your mind little by little. And here you are, don't give up. Just continue to work at whatever it is that God has given you. I think that's been the consistency of this week. Isn't that, like, really interesting? I think that's the consistency of the week for me. So I just, you was just confirmation to tell me to keep going towards my dream in regards
yeah,
to the stuff that I've been working on and not working on and stuff like that. So I just think
mm-hmm.
that's so interesting. So,
and sometimes what God does, Kim, is God would, again, send people in your life that sometimes that you're familiar with, amen, you trust their word. Or even sometimes a stranger, amen, because sometimes we don't even know
yeah.
that we entertain as strangers because unconsciously, right, you might be about to board something that God gave you because it's not turning out the way that you want it. So God already knows. He's predestined everything for us. He knows where your mind is going, where your heart is going, where all your energy is going. So hold on. Let me intercept right here because she's about to go left, and I need her to stay on the right course. So that's why
mm-hmm.
all this week, that's what God was reminding you, amen, to stay on the course, amen. Stay on the assignment. Don't give up. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, stay in tune. Don't worry about what others are doing. And I think sometimes, not for you per se, but as a people, Amen. We see people and they might have just started their business, or you read in Essence, they always have someone, which is great. Amen. Oh, you know, I took $100 and I started my business. Within 6 months to a year, I became a millionaire. I celebrate you. I celebrate
right.
you because that was your seeding. You came right on time with your season, and God just took you to the next level. But sometimes for others, there's a work in process. Amen. There is, you know, brick by brick, layer by layer, so that you can build and you can really see the effects of what God has for you. So I don't want to rush anything that God has for me. Amen. I'm in ministry for the long haul. Amen. So whatever
mm-hmm.
steps I need to take, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm not trying to be a mega church. I'm not trying to be seen. I want God to be seen. If I could touch just the people in my community, then I'm good. If I could touch people internationally, then I'm fine. It doesn't matter with me, but I need to be able effectively to touch the heart of people, to let people know that there is a God, there is a creator out there, and guess what? He is waiting for you to just accept him in, because God is not pushy. Amen. He's not, you know, he's not the stalker. You know, we are free moral agents, something I learned, amen, in my Bible study classes, amen. So that being a free moral agent, God gives us the choice to accept him. So I just say to you, accept what God is giving you this week, amen, and stay on
amen.
Course and do what God has called you to do. Thank you, Jesus.
All righty then.
It's time for a commercial.
Oh, wait a second. But yes, but I think you're right. I think there was a buzz in the ear because,
mm-hmm.
You know where I am. I'm just like, oh my goodness, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. But like they say, there are souls that are attached to you. And if you abandon your goal, if you abandon the plan that God has for you, then that means you're abandoning the plan that God has for the others. Because it was something that they were supposed to do.
And don't get me wrong, yeah, but we all go through that period in time. You know what I'm saying? You wake up and be like, I don't want to work here no more. I don't want to do this no more. You know, and then something just reminds you of why you get up and do what you do. But I'm grateful for my job. Shout out to all my UBA family at Monte Ferry. I love my job, and I'm not being a extremist. I enjoy what I do. Amen. To me is ministry as well, as I work with individuals who deal with substance abuse and mental health issues. And now I'm a part of this whole new system. I'm telling y'all gotta get with the new times. There's so many things that are coming up in reference to health care. You know, I know we talked about
mm-hmm.
the Obamacare a while before when he first got in office and people were against it. But this is just a new wave, and the reason why is because it costs trillions of dollars, amen, when we abuse, amen, the emergency room. You know, and insurance agencies, they want you to have health insurance. They want to make sure that you're covered. They want to make sure that you have a primary physician, because that's important. Also, what's important is these new systems that are out now, that with modern technology, you're able to go to one facility, but if it's if it's affiliated
connected
with your
to.
Primary, which is connected, they can go online and check all of your results,
mm-hmm.
your medical reports, your labs. They can get if you're allergic. Let me just put it like this, Kim. They can save your life.
Yes,
and
it's
also
true.
What happens? Yeah, and also what happens is on the flip side, because I, you know, my job, it stops the abuse. It stops the abuse of money being wasted, because a lot of times we doctor shopping. You know, let me go over here. I can get my Oxycontin over here. I can go over here and get my antidepressant. I could go on the street and sell it. But actuality, you're wasting millions of dollars. And what happens is the government says, you know what? Let me now put a control over this, because you out of control. You know, you out of
mm-hmm.
control. So, you know, it has its benefits. In all areas, I see that it has its benefits, because you're going to stop those who are really, amen, abusing the government, abusing the money, and we have to stop wasting. America,
you know
we
what?
Waste so much, Kim. I'm going to be honest. You heard me. I said America. Yes, we waste so
we
much money.
We do waste a lot of stuff, but, you know, what Obama did with Obamacare, is what they're doing everywhere else. Because in Canada, there's insurance to make a difference. It's insurance. If you quote-unquote don't have a job or whatever the case is, you have insurance. If you have a job where they don't provide you with insurance, you have insurance. Like in Canada, everybody has insurance. In France, everybody has insurance, life insurance, not life insurance, health insurance, because we know just how, well, rather they know just how expensive it will be if you're sick. But in the United States, they bank on our sickness, whereas everybody else is like, let's make sure that the youth and the older people, our elders and our vets are covered. And in the process of that, everybody else is covered. America has not did that until this president. Until this president, Barack Obama. Barack.
Yes, the Rock. The first African American family.
I'm trying to think of what Barack
means. In the White House.
Because Barack is a biblical word.
Well,
I can't remember what it means. It's not.
Let's
plain.
Go to commercial, then just take a look up. Let's put some substance to that. Amen. We ain't just gonna throw it out. We gonna look it up. And if you know what a rock means, guess what? Call us up 347-857-1295. The girls will be back on the Morning Glory. Tonight's Voices of Us. Jesus, you know I can't sing, y'all. I'm off beat. Let me say that's that white gene in me. No offense, amen, because I thank God for all of the nationalities that's inside of my butt genes, because I could be a little bit this, I could be a little that, but all in all, I am God's daughter. Amen. He loves me, and he loves you, so we can all use a little bit more Jesus. I invite you each week to join Kim and I at Kingdom Life Temple. That is located right here in the heart of the Bronx, 3030 Jerome Avenue, between Jerome and Bedford Park. Our morning worship service starts at 9:45, but be like me, I get there at 8:30 for prayer. I got to get to the altar. I need some help. So guess what? I need to seek the face of the Lord. Tomorrow is going to be a phenomenal Sunday as we celebrate our first lady, Elder Lynette Cooper. We're going to have two services, the first one 9:45 and the second one at 4 p.m. We have Dr. Abernathy coming. I don't know if you ever heard of her, but you need to check her out, honey. She's a prophetess, and she speaks the word of God. She'll have you leaving there with your head hung down, but guess what? You'll be filled and know that you need to get your life right with God. So I encourage you to be a part. And if not, find a church, amen, that is a Bible teaching church, amen, that the anointing of God is there. That's how you get filled, amen, refilled over and over again. And guess what? You can always join us, right, Kim, for Breakfast for Your Soul every Monday,
absolutely,
Wednesday, and Fridays, amen, as we get inspired by God's devotional time as we get our breakfast. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, but anything worthwhile, guess what? You got to make sacrifices for. That area code is 641-715-3630. And to get in, the access code is 1003997#. So I'm excited to always be in a place or in the spirit to receive the word of God, because I know that helps me along the way. I need it. Amen. So we are still looking up about Barack Obama. Amen.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
in the Bible, so she's
like
looking it up.
So much stuff going on that I may have to, what you call it, y'all may have to go on the Facebook page and get the answer. That was,
all right.
I happen to be. Now, I knew that Barack was in the Bible. It's not spelled the same way as he spells his name. But I was at Northview Christian Center Palm Sunday, because I was down in hanging out. And so,
yes.
And he... No, that's not it. I didn't hear that from that. I heard it from Pastor Creflo A. Dollar. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
well,
okay.
It'll be on the Facebook page before next week is out, so, because I'm like, everything is popping up. Like, everything is popping up. I'm like, okay.
So not what you want to pop up, right?
Exactly. So, oh, goodness gracious. So what's else on the agenda for today? Because I know we're catching up with each other. We done took off a 2-week holiday, and you got to do that. Like you said, you got to rest, because if you don't rest, guess what? You're going to run yourself ragged.
What?
And for all of us who are in our 40s, you already know it's so key for us to get our rest. I mean, I just, oh gosh, I'm going through premenopause, and I'm not getting as much rest as I really need to, and that's why I have these brown and dark circles under my eyes. So I'm telling everybody, you guys need to get your rest. So when Minister Kim said, get your rest, get your rest.
Yeah, get your rest. You know, last year, it was something that we was just kicking, you know, when girl talk, when we have our girl talk, it's amazing how we've been in covenant relationships since 2009, right, Kim? So we have our moments, everyone, right? We're going to be transparent with y'all today. We're talking about ketchup. So, you know, I'm Sister Kim. I'm just Kim, and I'm Minister Kim. And there are days when we just have real talk, like really some good, juicy talk, and we're not there to judge one another. So be mindful of those who you call your friend. And we use that word so vague. We use it all the time. And everybody's not your friend. They're not.
Yeah.
They could be your associates, your partners, amen, acquaintances. But everybody's not your friend. Your friend is the individual who sees you in raw form and never judge you. Your friend
right.
is the one that don't mind telling you the truth, even though you might be mad. You might not speak to them for a day or two. But they understand that you appreciate it because they have your heart. They have genuine love for you, and they want the best for you. Amen? A friend respects you, and you respect your friend back. So there's so much stuff that I can say about friends. But we were just kikiing one day, and it had to be 2015, 2014, around that time. I don't remember that. But we were just kicking one day, and we were just talking about, yo, I can't. Yo, I wish I could just have a pajama day. Like, just one weekend out of the month, and we just keep our pajamas on and just chill around the house. Because we were just going, like, nonstop. And we was like, yo, and me, you know, I'm always up for a challenge. I said, yo, you know what? Let's just do that. And we did it, and we loved it. We would, you know, periodically call each other in that day or for the weekend and check what we were doing. And it was just so awesome. And at first, I'll be honest, I felt guilty. I felt guilty that I was taking time out for self. And I had to learn how to appreciate that space. So now, whether it's a text or a call, I'm like, girl, I didn't make this a pajama day. And I put it on the calendar so that I can really dedicate myself to it because, you know, a lot of times in ministry and type of work that we do, especially as caregivers, it seems like we don't have our own life, that someone is always demanding our time. So we got to learn in the process to take time out for self so that God can minister to us, give us the strength to endure another day taking care of someone else. And it really is beneficial mentally, spiritually, and financially as well, because then I ain't got to spend no money. I'm in the house. I got all my stuff that I need. So I really appreciate that, Kim. You been enjoying your pajama days?
You know, and it's funny because the year that she's actually talking about, I think she had more of a pajama day than I did because that was the year in 2014 that I had started a new company.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was running and ripping and ripping and running and running and ripping and running and ripping, and she was always in her pajamas.
Yeah.
She's like, Kim, I'm going to buy you some pajamas. I'm going to need you to wear them, but I'm going to need you to wear them all day. So it was one of those moments. So, I mean, half of the year I basically participated in the pajama day and so on and so forth. But then all of a sudden I had to open up a company. By the second half of the year, I had opened up a company that was not in New York City. So when your company is not in New York City, you kind of have to take, well, New York period, you have to, in the state that you live in, you have to kind of take some time. So she was always reminding me. But the following year, baby, please, I think I had a little more pajama time than she did.
I know, that's right. Sure.
But it's true, it's true. We did put up the challenge of having a pajama day. And as women, let's just really talk about it as far as women are concerned.
Mm-hmm,
we
mm-hmm.
do more than our counterparts. We do more. We do. I don't care if you don't work. You still do more because if you're a mother, if you're a caretaker, you're doing more. It's easy to get up and go to a job and come home, but it's hard to work within your home. So you have your children, and even though they go to school, you still have to make sure, and let's say, for instance, you don't work, you still have to make sure that your household is in order, especially if you're married. So you want to make sure that the meals are cooked, the clothes are washed, and all the quote-unquote domestic things that are happening. But then when the child comes home, you have to make sure that the child homework is done and everything is good, they eat and all the stuff. And then the child has to go to bed, and you have to make sure your child goes to bed. So when your husband comes in, you know, you're still able to attend to them, to him, excuse me, on a whole. You know, then that's just for the married people. But for us single people, you know, we still have to just make sure that our households are in order and so on and so forth and stuff. But as women, we do so much. We don't know how to say no. We say yes. And some of you may say, I've learned how to say no. Congratulations. I need you to tell me how to say that. Okay, so you have those things when you're continuously saying yes, 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 but you have to say no, and you have to say yes to yourself, and that's where the pajama day comes in, where you just totally dedicate that day to yourself. I was reading something somewhere, Minister Kim, where it talked about how we need to take 5 to 15, or was it 5 to 30 minutes or something like that, every day for ourselves so that our mind can go blank and so that we can just rest. And with our mind going blank, it allows our body to rest as well. I read that in some magazine somewhere along the line. So I'm just here to be the witness to what you're saying in regards to resting. You know, you brought up some good points. Earlier you brought up the point about, you know, making sure that the dream that God has given you has not died and that you continuously work on it. You know, and now you're bringing up the whole point about, you know, just making sure that you renew, refresh, and rest your body. Because let me tell you something. If my aunt doesn't sleep at night, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wrap because
mm-hmm.
she doesn't. She won't sleep during the night, and then she wants to sleep during the day. But if she doesn't sleep at all, what ends up happening? The quote-unquote diagnosis of dementia goes to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that we as women, we as general as people, but we as women make sure that we schedule it. That was one of the things Minister Kim said, that she scheduled it on her planner.
Calendar,
and it's important that we do that. It's so important that we do it. I mean, hey, this is, we're going to take this 30 minutes, even as a caretaker, even as, you know, a mother and all of that good stuff. If riding the bus, if you're in your public transportation or you're driving in your car, you know, just take that moment to just be, just rest. Just rest, especially
mm-hmm,
if you
mm-hmm.
if you are a driver. You know, I remember when I was driving, I would always set apart a certain amount of time when I was in the car just to rest. Maybe just to talk
mm-hmm.
to God, but I wasn't doing anything but resting, and I couldn't turn on my radio until I did so, which was very interesting when I rented a car these couple of years ago.
And you know what's interesting, like I said earlier, when I the first time I did a pajama day for myself, I felt guilty. But now when I don't do it, I'm upset. I'm like, what? I didn't give myself no time? So
this
I make
so
sure
true.
That it's on my
–
yeah,
I
do.
It.
I'll be like, go. Yes, you showing up. I'm like, I ain't get my pajamas in, and I gotta have my pajamas in. And not only that, like you saying, that 15 or 30 minutes. Sometimes in my car, I don't put no music on, nothing. I remember my husband was like, "How do you drive like that?" And I said, "Because this is my time. I don't want to hear no noise. You know, I'm focused on the road. I just want to meditate. So I don't want to hear, you know, the radio. I don't want no music. I don't want to hear nothing. I just need to just meditate." And I'll do that a lot. I'll come home, and you won't even know that I'm in the house because I don't have the TV on. I don't have no lights on. And I'm just meditating. I'm reflecting about the day. I'm actually deleting. You know how you have on a computer the trash can, right?
Mm-hmm.
I take whatever needs to go in the trash can of my mind. I throw it out, and I said, "This is trash for the day. I don't want to receive that. I don't want to go to bed and leave that in my spirit
definitely,
because it's not going to be
good.
Good for me." You know, good stuff, right? Good stuff. This is the stuff that I learned
stuff.
And that God also has shown me what to do because, again, many roles that we play, the hats that we have, the obligations. Causes you to be overwhelmed. It's like your mind is always overloaded. And remember someone had the accident, right? And the neurologist said, "You got to give your mind a break. You got a break. How you going to give your mind a break?" And it's true. You have to. They didn't want me to think about anything. They wanted to rest my mind because of the concussion and the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the severity of the concussion. And they kept saying, "You got to rest your mind. You can't." And when I would try to think or even read or do anything, I was dealing with memory loss because the mind needed to heal. And that's every day. You don't have to have an accident. You don't have to go through a head trauma to understand. You are inputting information every day, what you want
mm-hmm.
and what you don't want, because you're walking, you're talking, your environment, you don't think that you're receiving what you're hearing. You have your own conversation, but trust me, you're picking up other people's conversation. So all that stuff is being filtered in the brain, and we don't use majority of our brain any old how. So that's just too much. It can explode. So guess what? Get the garbage can. Once you get the garbage can, put it in there, be like, I got to take this out. Gotta take this out and really do it. I'm not gonna take that. I'm not gonna receive that.
Well, I just want to add to what you're saying, and
sure enough, dude,
you know,
yeah, Angel,
to have, and as crazy as it sounds, and I know that you people will say, "Oh, people always say that," but you need to have an accountability partner.
Yeah,
sure. That's going to say, "Are you resting?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you doing? You know, are you taking the time out?" And I say this because when I wasn't resting and when I was running, Minister Kim was like, "Okay, you did that this week. All right, so what's going on today? Today is Saturday, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Saturday. Today you need to rest." And sometimes I paid him on, But a lot of times I did pay him mine. Sometimes I did and sometimes I didn't. But nonetheless, there was still was somebody saying, hey, what's going on? You're not resting. And whenever I call, whenever she calls me now, if I'm laying down, I'm like, I'm going to let you. All right, no problem. Talk to you later. Bye. It's not even like she could be, unless it's dying need, unless it's like, oh, my God, can we got to. She'd be like, what? You resting? Okay, bye. So make sure you have somebody that's going to give you accountability in that, you know, even if that's your kid, you know, tell them, you know what, like train them to rest. And it's funny that you say that because we talked about the Brooklyn United Marching Band event today that's actually happening out in Brooklyn. And we talked about how Bonique Gates, which is a friend of the show, how she shouted out her daughter, who's actually going to be there. She was talking to Kim, Minister Kim. I'm talking to her on the phone. You would have enjoyed this conversation a great deal. So she talks about, she told me about how her daughter incorporates rest in the schedule. Mind you, she's 14 years old, going on 15. She literally writes it in her schedule. So one day her mom said, hey, let's go shopping. And you already know, kids are like, girls, it's a wrap. They want to shop all day, every day. She's like, Ma, can we just do this online? Like, really? Because today is really my rest day. And she said she sat there online. She wasn't online long. Because, you know, if you ever knew this child, you would fall in love with her. Because she's like precise. She's like a politician. For real. But anyway, a good one. Like our Letitia James out there in Brooklyn. So she literally got on there maybe 15, 20 minutes, did what she had to do, and rolled back over. Like, it's really my rest day. Because she's into a lot of different things. So she knows at the age of 14 that she has to incorporate rest in her thing. So if she can get it at 14... I definitely can get it at 40.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm pushing 50, so I definitely got to get it. And then we always say, you can learn from the babes, out of the mouth of babes. Amen. And she's learned a skill, amen, that's healthy and conducive for her life. So I thank God that her mom tuned in and said, yep, you're right. We don't have to go out to shop. We can shop online. So it's cool. I love it. All right. Now, you know, guys, y'all can just, you know, chime in and tell us what you've been up to. Amen, since we haven't been connected for a couple of weeks. When we come back, amen, we're going to have more with Minister Kim and our radio angel Kim and Sutter's catching up, letting you know where we've been at and what's been going on. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
Nominate a teen for a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy. For most of us, our parents, especially our moms, are the ones who lift us up and give us opportunities. Now, you can do the same.
We always look for opportunities that we think are going to change our lives, our kids' lives, and I think that this Coca-Cola experience was one of those opportunities.
The Academy program is 3 days of mentoring, leadership training, and networking.
So it just goes to show you that whatever you're going through, whatever your circumstances, whatever you come from, your family background, you can do whatever you want to do.
I challenge each of you to be the change agent for the change that you want to see in the world.
Moms matter too, and the Academy provides practical tips and skills to better support your teen on their journey.
I was so pleasantly surprised to see that we were constantly interacting with the guest speakers.
Oh, it was super easy to nominate him. I would say apply. Do it today.
To nominate a teen for a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Pay It Forward Academy, simply go to coke.com/payitforward.
I love that commercial. I love that.
Yeah.
If you haven't taken advantage of it, go to the Coca-Cola.com website and go to the section that's for pay it forward, pay it forward. I mean, there's nothing like giving your child a good experience, giving them a good experience, especially when somebody else is tapped. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited.
Minister,
what happened? I can't sing?
There you go. There you go. Come on now. But the preachers preach, the ministers minister, the radio angels radio angel, and the singer singer.
Okay, gotcha. But can I just say
you
this?
Remember
can
which category you're in.
Okay.
Yes,
listen. I'm gonna be the whole listen. I am super excited. We are celebrating some awesome people this month. OMG. I mean, when you talk about catch up, I'm like I think back about our relationship, meeting Auntie Brenda, hanging out with Auntie Brenda, taking trips with Auntie Brenda. And just from then to now, just still in love and appreciating her role in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so important to have seasoned, wise women in your life that don't mind. They don't care. Like I will beat your butt. Let me just tell you, you know,
oh,
how it
Lord.
Is.
That's
and I just love, yes, and I just love it. It's just like, when I'm not with her, I could call her up. And like, Auntie Brenda, I just want to come in and get in the bed. She's like, come on, girl. You know, the door's always open. She always makes me feel welcome, you know. In my lowest, Auntie Brenda was there. I remember, you know, having this car accident and you and Auntie Brenda coming and spending a day with me. She did not complain. She didn't grumble. She was just making sure that I was okay. And that touched my heart. I appreciate her. And I celebrate her today as she celebrates another birthday, another milestone in her life today. So from my heart, Auntie Brenda, from the Morning Glory International Community Development Heart and all those who are with us today, we want to wish you a happy, sweet birthday. You deserve the best, and we're going to celebrate you. I know you hung out with your girls last night.
Oh, gosh.
Messed up the
please plans,
but you know, I know how it is.
They didn't come in until 11:30.
No,
like,
they
she
did.
Came in. She called me at 11:30. Okay, we're on our way home. Mind you, I was in the bed sleeping. I had my covers on, everything. I was done.
What?
I'm like, wait a second. Why Auntie Brenda, I put a picture up on Facebook. Why Auntie Brenda breaking day?
Breaking day.
What? Breaking day. Auntie, you know she was, she was open. She was open.
Wow.
They was like, oh, Kim, next time you're going to come. I was like, y'all just don't know. Y'all take Auntie Brenda. That's you giving me a break.
Right. Not only that, I can sleep because they're going to hang out too much. They hang out too long. They
right?
don't understand. Sure, I'm at an age where I would want to go to sleep at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I'm like, I'm tired. I get up at 5 in the morning, and it's time for me to go to bed. Time for me to get my sleep
older.
On.
These
yeah,
older than me. They be hanging.
Yeah, they
went to I don't forgot where they went, but they had some live music. They put Auntie Brenda, but you know Auntie Brenda loves live music anyway, so that's how that goes. So thank you so much, Morning Glory. I'm gonna say thank you. In place of my aunt this morning. Thank you so much, Morning Glory. We
You're
love you.
Welcome.
And
yes,
we support you.
Yes, yes. I love you. And also, we are celebrating on this weekend, First Lady. I said it earlier, but we're going to have an awesome time today. She kicks her party celebration with her family and friends. Amen. People have come, traveled from near and far, and that's the love. Amen. That is truly love when people invest in you. Don't mind traveling, amen, to celebrate you. So I'm excited about today. I'm excited that she will see some faces that she hasn't seen in a while, amen. And she could just love. She is a woman of love, and she loves to love on people. So this opportunity that we could love on her. So I'm truly excited about that. My mom's birthday is this month. Amen. My miracle.
Yes.
My mom's birthday. Amen. April 25th. I'm excited. Woo! We got Shelly's birthday. Amen. A good friend over, what, 40-something years. Her birthday is this month. Amen. Shelly Nash, you want to celebrate her. There's so many people. And if it is your birthday this month or a loved one, please inbox us on Facebook at the Morning Glory IV or Hope, or email us at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. And we, yeah, took it out. Give me
one
website.
Of my numbers.
Yeah. Reality radio. Amen.
Yes, do that with us.
And we'll give y'all a shout out. Amen. I think next season we need to just do birthday gifts. What do you think? You know, we get some more sponsors. Amen. We can give y'all some birthday gifts. I like giving out gifts.
Yeah,
I do.
Yes,
I do. So
we know you.
You
we
like,
know that. We know that.
I know
you like giving out.
It.
I have to. I have to put her. You know, I have to let her know we on
time out.
We're not gonna talk about that last thing you did.
I'm
not gonna
put
you on blast like that.
Don't put me on blast. Don't put me on blast, please, Kim. I know you love me. But the reality is I like to give, and I do need accountability partner, which is Kim M. Sutters, the radio angel, the executive producer
Thank
of our
Jesus,
show.
Because she would give
and
the cow
have,
and the calf away.
Right, so I have to listen to her. I have to be conscious and know when she's telling me the truth and follow her. I might not can't see, but guess what? I believe in her. I believe in it. It always works out right. So I'm one. I want to give you everything. And in reality,
I
can't. Right. So we got to be real with that.
You, Kim, I got to interrupt you right now, Minister Kim.
What happened?
Because what the audience doesn't know is that this is only a 60-minute show today. I know that you are used to us being on the air for 90 minutes.
Yes.
But we have we only have a 60-minute show, and we only have 4 minutes left. So let's take them to the cross and go on.
Yes.
Get back in our pajamas. Well, I'll get back in my pajamas. You have to leave the studio and go to First Lady.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm coming, First Lady. I'll be right there. All righty. Let's take them to the throne.
You want me to do this?
Yeah, you can do it. You got it. Come on, girl.
All right. We don't like to leave our broadcast ever without giving you an opportunity to come to Christ. Okay? This is the moment in our show where we like to invite you to come to Christ. So, if you are not a believer, but you want to get down with the King, you like that, down with the King.
Yeah, get down with him.
Let us say this prayer. But when we say this prayer, please note that you have to have an open and willing heart. You can't come to Christ because somebody twisted your arm. You can't come to Christ because your boyfriend didn't came to Christ or your girlfriend didn't came to Christ. You have to come to God with a sincere heart, because when you have that sincere heart, he will hear you and he will change your life. So, Father God, I come to you now with an open heart.
Yes, sir.
My life has been, it's been a little difficult and a little interesting, and I need you, Father. I need you, and you, Father God, will help to cleanse my heart and allow me to live a better life. I'm open and willing right now. I want to be a part of your membership, a part of your family. I believe that Christ died on the cross and rose so that I can have this opportunity to be a part of your kingdom, to be your child, to be yours. So, God, I come to you with an open heart. Amen. Now, you said that prayer, and I know it's not conventional, because, you know, when you go to church, they have all these different conventional, they have all these certain prayers and stuff. Well, we're not really conventional over here. We're really not. So, but if you said that prayer with an open heart, God heard it, repented, God heard it, and therefore, welcome to the kingdom. So you don't feel different right now, right? Mm-hmm. This is true. But little by little, God will renew your mind, renew your spirit, and bring you into line with his word. At this time, we ask that you do find a Bible-based church, such as Kingdom Life Temple, which is located at 3030 Jerome Avenue, right here in the Boogie Down Bronx. But wherever you are in your part of the world, look for a Bible-based church, okay? get involved, get in, open up your word. I understand that the King James Version of the Bible sometimes can be really difficult to read. So buy yourself a parallel Bible. So a parallel Bible has the King James on one side and has the New Living Translation on the other side, or the Message or the NIV. I'm not a supporter of the NIV at all, but it's a parallel Bible. So it helps you to understand what is being said. So get yourself in a Bible-based church. We welcome you to the kingdom. Woohoo! You don't feel different right now, but you are 100% different. You are 100% different. And if you go and you fall out and you sin 10 minutes after you didn't say your prayer, know that you have a right to go to God for forgiveness. Go to Him with a repentant heart. He will love you and continue to love you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to leave you like your mother left you, like your father left you. He's not going to leave you like everybody else has left you. He's going to be there all the time, always. Look, I'm getting all choked up right now about that. So, Minister Kim, go ahead and take it on home. Our 60 minutes is up. We're going to have to catch you guys next week on 90 Minutes. we have a really great guest who's coming back. Praise the Lord. So,
everybody. I'm sorry.
Kim, I'm putting the music on. Say goodbye, because I'm putting the music on.
No, I don't say goodbye. See you next time. There is hope. Amen. Always remember that God loves you, and you got a family right here that loves you as well. Have a phenomenal weekend. Stay blessed, and meet us back here next week at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. Love you, and thank you for being with us. God bless you.
Amen. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.